Hi, welcome to Arwen's Cauldron. I am Arwen Nightstar, and I am the host of Arwen's Cauldron. You can find oracles, tarot, runes, well, maybe not runes, I'm not a good Vitki, but you're going to find a lot of stuff on my channel. I'm pretty eclectic. I've already got some stuff up with my writing, a story called The Wiccan Police Case Files. So I hope that you'll explore my channel, find some good things in my channel, and share, and subscribe, and like, you know, all the things. Let's start with our Aries. Aries, you have, we're reading with the Bohemian, I cannot talk, y'all, the Baroque Bohemian Cat's Tarot. So, let's get started. Aries, you get the High Priestess. You got some things to do that are going to be a little on the secret side, you know, definitely on the spiritual side. Just remember that if you're looking for somebody to teach you or if somebody's coming to you to be taught, make sure they or you are sincere. Make sure this is something you want to finish because you're taking up your time and you're taking up another person's time. So don't waste either. Let's look at your oracle card. This is the Whispers of Lord Ganesha, and he is one of my favorite deities of that pantheon. Relaxation. Well, just kick back and relax, baby. You don't have to get up, jump around, bounce around. And it also means, you know, relax, don't do it, da-da-da-da-da-da, go through it. I don't really know the words of that song, but relax about finding what you're looking for, that secret, that arcane knowledge. Chill. Relax. It will come, okay? Now, let's look at our Tauruses. Taurus, you get... the Seven of Pentacles. This is harvesting. This is reward for work. It is, it's the card of the gardener, and it can indicate slow success. Like you feel like you will never, ever, ever get to where you're trying to go. Baby, let me tell you what. The Seven of Pentacles is a promise. It's a promise of prosperity now and prosperity down the road. There's, you know, put away your seeds, make sure you're putting your savings away because that's going to be really important. And I just want you to be very, very cautious about that. Let's see what Whispers of Lord Ganesha has for you. Enlightenment. God, I love this card. It's just like all purple and gold. It's so pretty. Enlightenment. Seeing something for what it really is. It may be that your mind gets exploded and you go, oh, that's what I meant. You know, that's what life wanted me to do. So from Taurus, we shall move to our Gemini and see what the Baroque Bohemian Cat's Tarot and see what goes on. Okay. I'm getting a little distracted. I'm trying to record what I'm saying so that I can offer y'all a transcript for people, you know, that would prefer to be able to read it. Oh, the Page of Swords, my darling Gemini. This is so you. This is about the ideas you get and how you perceive them and how you pursue them. You need to make sure that you are being realistic. You need to make sure that you are being honest with yourself and how much time you have. This is often the card of a student, and Geminis are just such learners. You guys love to learn. So make sure that what you pick, you stick, okay? Now let's look at Whispers of Ganesha. Positive outlook. Aw, are my Geminis going to have a down little... April? I don't think so. You get in there and you make it your April, right? Positive. And when positive outlook, it doesn't mean rose-colored glasses all the time. It means turning negatives into a phrase that you can, you know, okay, I got fired. This is my opportunity to learn and grow and find a company that loves me, right? So let's go on to our Cancers and see what our Cancers get, shall we? Oh, Cancer. The Two of Wands. The Two of Wands is you're stuck between two actions, where I think it was Aries had, you know, a different kind of two. I don't remember. But this is about you taking charge of your thoughts and listening to them, right? Listening to what is going on within you. Wands are fire, so they're going to be passion cards. If you've got two things in front of you and one of them doesn't say, oh, that's it, that's the one I want, don't pick it. You know, and sometimes you may have more than one choice. You may have a choice that you're not considering. So stay open to other choices. Now, oh, joy. Of course, that's my card, right? Joy, joy, joy. This is your card to stay happy, right? Pick what makes you happy. Pick what brings you joy. Try to be a joy bringer to others. And yes, you can. Don't say, I'm just always down all the time. That may make people laugh. Ha ha. But really, focus on joy and how you can seek it and how you can find it. I have a 30-day email course up on my website, and it's, I think it's $7 or something, but it helps you learn how to find joy and learn how to keep joy. I think that's the biggest thing for any of us, right? Now, from Cancer, we're going to boop over to our Leos. So, Leo, let's see what you've got. Doop-a-doop-a-doo. Oh, let's see. Now, you have the 10 of Coins. Okay, that's a card of prosperity in business. That's a card of prosperity in family, in tribe, in physical things, right? It can mean money in the bank. Not always. This does feel like a little bit of money in the bank, so there may be something coming up for you that's going to be profitable. And you get courage. And it has Leo in it, right? It has a lion. Ganesha riding a lion in this. So your courage is to believe that you're prosperous. Believe that you are getting what you want and need. Need is often more important. Want is, as somebody pointed out to me, you're very entitled if you can afford to want something. And I don't think that's true. I think everybody has dreams and wishes. But I guess it's if you can get what you want. But really, use that courage to believe in your own profitability. Now, I'm going to take a little break here because I want to talk to you about a couple of things. If you're looking to learn tarot intuitively, I have a course online, and I will put the link down and put the link in the transcript as well. But it's called Trust Your Gut, 9 weeks to learning how to read tarot intuitively. And I will say this a lot, never, ever, ever stick to one teacher. Reach out, read other people's books, you know, go to other seminars. I'm still going. I'm going to Reader Studio at the end of April. And I will be going to the workshops. I will be listening with pleasure to the main stage speakers. So, yeah. If you like to learn, I encourage you to try my, what is it I just said? My online course. It's email. You can do it at your leisure, okay? So it's not something I have to do this right now. For writers, I know Camp NaNoWriMo is coming up. It is, I do tarot for writers. I have a book called The Mapping the Hero's Journey, 33 Days to Finish Your Book. Go on Amazon and check it out. You know, see what you think. I hope you enjoy it. Now, We're going to move to Virgo, who have been waiting so patiently. Okay. Oop-a-doop-a-doo. Virgo, let's see what you get. The Hanged Man. Well, Virgo, you may need to put something on hold for a little bit. You may need to say, okay, I need to sacrifice this thing in order to do this thing. And the good news is you can probably always come back to the thing you have to let go. But right now it looks like you need to get your focus in order and remember to look at things from a different angle. You know, just see if there's a back way in. See if, you know, you can alter the parameters of whatever it is. You get courage as well. That's odd. I usually bury the cards at the bottom. Okay, let me see if I... You know what? I think I just laid that card down. But it's the card that showed, so it's the card to go. Courage. Courage comes with sacrifice, darling. Courage and heart are going to lead you forward in the way that you need to go, okay? It's going to be a good thing. It's going to... Actually, it's going to be an awesome thing, okay, babies? An awesome thing. Now, from Virgo, let's go holler at Libra. I have a Libra. I have many Libras in my life. I can count five on just offhand. Libra, you get the Nine of Swords. Okay. The Nine of Swords shows eight swords that are not real. That's important. There's one sword that is. This is a card of tail chasing to me, of being overly worried and overly anxious about things you cannot change. You know, you can work towards change. You can do things that can help change, but you can't actually make them change, right? It's out of your hula hoop, as my sister taught me. Darn her. Now let's go over to our Whispers of Ganesha. Guidance. Okay. It is never a bad idea to reach out and ask for help. It is never a bad eye to real bad eye, bad idea to look at who can help you. You know, we don't have to do this on our own. That is not a requirement of life. Some people seem to think it is. Maybe it's a trust issue. If it's a trust issue, honey, keep trying. Not everybody's an idiot, okay? From Libra, we go to Scorpio. Scorpio gets the Four of Cups. And this is about not crying over spilled milk. This card, for me, is a card of wasting time on looking at what you don't have, what you lost, what you didn't want to lose, any of that, and not focusing on what's good in your life right now. So don't go wasting time. Don't be whiny. Don't say, well, I couldn't have done if I'd done this. Honey, we all could have had that if we did had done this. It's a universal issue. You know, oh, if only I'd gone to music school like I wanted to instead of accounting school like my family said. Okay, go back to music school now. I am 63 years old and I'm back in college finishing my degree, my bachelor's, okay? You can do this. You can absolutely do this. Personal transformation is the card you get. If that's not speaking to that Four of Cups, personal transformation. Focus on yourself. Focus on you. Focus on what you can do, what you can get done now. Again, you're not looking back. Look back at where you were 10 years ago, okay? Seriously. Look back where you were in 2014. Are you better off now? Has some huge problem from then been resolved? I'll bet it has. Now, from Scorpio, we move to our Sagittarian friends. Ooh, the High Priestess shows up. And as we know, the High Priestess is arcane knowledge. She is about secrets and the occult. She has most often the Torah in her lap. This is, you know, a book of wisdom. It is a book of guidance. Please take time to step back, read your journals. I don't know why journals are coming up, but baby, read your journals to remember, you know, what you wanted to learn and keep learning. I don't care what situation you're in, darlings. You can manage to learn one thing a day. I really think you can. Well, okay, unless you're in a medical coma or a coma. Well, that made sense to people who know. But learn. Pick up a dictionary. Flip it open and go, okay, here's a word I don't know. I'm going to learn it. And learn where you belong, sweeties. Learn who your family is, who your tribe is, right? Lean into them. Ganesha sends you the message of belonging. And you don't have to keep everybody, right? Somebody may have belonged in your life 40 years ago. They don't now. It's okay to let them go. It's okay to let them loose to find their better self, their better life, right? And it's not you that has to teach them that. Sorry, Sagittarius. You know y'all are bad rescuers. Okay. But great teachers and great travelers. From Sagittarius, we go to Capricorn. Let's see what our goats get. Oh, the Knight of Cups. Knight of Cups, darling. Daydream. Let yourself just daydream every day. Just take some time to sit somewhere quiet or sit somewhere that you love and just think about something that makes you happy, right? And share that with others if you want. You don't have to. And remember, if anybody is stepping on your dreams, it's probably because they've crushed their own dreams. Okay? Don't let them crush your dreams, Capricorn. You deserve so much more than that. And, you know, let yourself wander a little bit in April. You don't have to have an absolute path. You can wander. You can, you know, see where you need to go. And you get spiritual quests from Whispers of Ganesha. So, hey, take yourself off on a journey, you know, go walkabout, as they say. And, you know, take a solo trip somewhere and just examine yourself and examine what your dreams are and which ones you still want to get to. And remember, picking one dream doesn't mean the other dreams die. Thank you. Okay, let's go over to our Aquarian friends and see what Aquarius gets. Do, 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 do. Whoops. Aquarius got two. You got the Five of Pentacles. Oh, why me? The Five of Pentacles is a card of refusing to ask for help when you need to ask for help. You need to reach out. You need to say, hey, I need a hand here. I need somebody to help me do this project, somebody to help me figure out this problem. What it means for me to see the Five of Pentacles is to ask somebody, where are you not asking for help? You know, often this is about a housing issue. If you've got a housing issue, reach out, ask. You never know who's going to respond. Okay, and yes, sometimes help comes with strings. If you need it, go get it. Strings be damned. Your other card you got from the tarot of the Baroque Bohemian Cats is the Queen of Wands. She's a gal who's very passionate. She has no problem telling you about what she wants and what she needs and how she's going to go about getting it. So, you know, I think that maybe when you ask for help, you need to be specific, very specific, you know, and say, you know, yes, I need help unloading my truck. No, I don't need help putting it away. You know, so you can keep people within the boundaries you want them. Harmony from Whispers of Ganesh. I'm sorry, Whispers of Ganesha. It's, you know, maintain the harmony. Remember that Queen of Wands, that passion, asking for help. Sometimes it's nice to ask somebody for help when they're in, you know, kind of a depressed situation or where they just don't feel needed or useful, it's good to ask other people for help because it, in the long run, helps them. Now, the last sign is Pisces. And let's look at Pisces. I have shuffled the card in backwards. I'm so excited when I see that. Okay, let's see what Pisces gets. Came screaming off the pile. Strength. Pisces, this is a really good card for you. It can indicate health. So maybe you want to get that annual checkup done. Maybe you want to pay attention to that little niggling doubt in your head. So, you know, pay attention to that. And remember that strength is also not just about taming external fears, right? It's also about going within and working on your own fears within. And these fears can be so many things, right? Imposter syndrome, fear of success, you know, so many different ideas of our own ways we attack ourselves, you know, those stabby thoughts we get in our head. Now, let's see what Pisces, you just got two Ganesha cards. I'm a Pisces. You get cultivation and delight. Well, let's just say cultivate delight with strengths, baby. And I did forget to do your affirmations. Normally, I do that. Let's do a little more on this, Pisces. Delight. Live life with delight. Look at things with delight. You know, go to an antique store and look at something and imagine, who used this? What did they have? You know, what were they like as a child? I know it's crazy, but hey, it's how you write stories. And cultivation is about cultivating your favorite things, right? It's helping them grow because, of course, cultivation does that. Excuse me a minute. I got to have a drip of water. Woo. Okay. Beg your pardon. So, Pisces, watch your stabby thoughts. Really lean into that idea of cultivation and delight. Here ends our April Taroscopes. But really, I am so glad you joined me. Again, my name is Arwen Lynch Poe. You can find me here at Arwen's Cauldron. You can also find me online at Tarot by Arwen. Yes, I am taking readings again. Yes, I will mentor you if you want to learn tarot. If you want to learn about psychic mediumship, I will also talk to you about that. I haven't mentored anybody in that, so I would kind of need to do some thinking and some talking with somebody around what that would look like. Remember, we don't hear it enough and we don't say it enough. I love you. I don't care if I've never met you. I don't care if you're completely opposite of me politically. I love you. And I think we need to put that love out in the world. And my catchphrase, seek joy, y'all. Bye-bye.